Today is the first Friday, so we celebrate the Sacred Heart, at least in some way, as our Lord requested to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. So it's good to reflect on the Sacred Heart, and this is the image that Jesus gives of himself to us, rather than, you know, what other kind of image could he give to us? You know, if we think of our Lord as a harsh, demanding God, you might think of him as holding a, you know, balance in his hand, or, you know, a frown on his face, or a bat, or baseball bat, or whatever. To us sinners, is this how he wants to treat us? No, our Lord, totally, totally different way of treating us and welcoming us, and the way he responds to our sins. He's a merciful God. And if we think of the parable of the prodigal son and how the father is there to welcome the son with mercy, this is the image that Jesus gives to us. And he leaves this powerful image of the Sacred Heart there, that heart that he holds out to us, that he holds and shows to us and points to. We're blessed in this chapel of Our Lady of Guadalupe to have one of the most beautiful images of the Sacred Heart, which is probably so consoling and touching for so many people who come here to pray and to receive the love of Jesus and his mercy, and to give them consolation and encouragement. He's always welcoming to us. And this is what the Eucharist does, which is really the Sacred Heart there and in the flesh. In the Eucharist, Jesus is welcoming to us. He's not in any way showing us a face of severity or anger or punishment, you know, this kind of thing. He doesn't show that face to us. He shows a face of love and mercy. And this heart is such a powerful image of that welcoming and that mercy and that love to us. And it's, you know, it's an image of, it's a, you know, a vulnerable organ in the human body. Vulnerable, can be hurt, can be pierced, as it was in the cross, can be offended. And how should we respond to that? We should respond, you know, with that return of love and compassion for Jesus and thankfulness and gratitude. And yet we so often do the opposite. We offend our Lord, but he's there, welcoming, listening, compassionate, merciful to us. He holds that to us, out to us, to the end of our days, all the way into eternity. He holds that love out to us, and how should that affect us? Should really touch our heart, should soften our heart, and should make us to come to him. And that's what he's doing. It is why he presents this image to us, so that we will come to him who is meek and humble of heart, and I will give you rest. And it should change our heart too. It should change our life. And the heart is a symbol of the depth of our being, the depth of Jesus, but also the depth of our being, so that when we change, when we come to our Lord, it should be lasting, it should be deep and profound and sacrificial and real and genuine and powerful in our own life, a powerful change that we should to Jesus. Our relationship with him should be deep and profound, full of love and real. That's not just based on sentiment and passing, but it's lasting faithfulness to Jesus Christ, thankfulness to him, a gratitude to him. And you know, his heart is an image of that fire of love for us, and so our heart should be on fire with love for him, which should cause us to pray a lot, to long for him, to love him with all our heart, and to give our whole life to him. This first Friday, let us turn to Our Lady, who is the companion of the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart, soften it, to fill it with love and thankfulness and in the service of God.
heaven.